When BP announced this summer it wants to sell its entire Alaska business and exit the state, it left many workers in limbo. The state estimates close to 10,000 people are employed in Alaska's oil and gas industry. Currently, more than 1,600 of them are BP employees. Now, all those workers are trying to figure out what's next. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk talked to BP employees about what it's like to be in the middle of one of the biggest industry transitions in the state's history.
BP engineer Josh McFarland says rumors had been multiplying around the office for months before the actual news broke. Then, on August 27th, McFarland says everyone at BP Alaska packed into conference rooms. Company leaders broke the news to everyone simultaneously via video conference.
Sort of like watching, like, you know, a finale to a TV show or something. It was like, you know, here's the big conclusion.
BP executives told them the company wants to sell everything. Prudhoe Bay, its ownership in the Trans-Alaska pipeline, everything it owns in Alaska for $5.6 billion. McFarland says he and his colleagues were stunned. He didn't grow up in Alaska, but after 4.5 years here, he's come to understand what a significant role BP plays.
Prudhoe Bay is such a historic asset and is such a big oil field. And so I think immediately a lot of people's reactions, like including mine, was kind of emotional at first. It was sort of like awestruck and then kind of emotional because it was like, man, yeah, what is Alaska like without BP?
Abby Barker, another BP employee, has also been asking that question. She's worked there for over a decade and likened getting a job at BP to getting a golden ticket. She was hired from outside the industry, and BP was willing to train her. So for her, BP's announcement has led to a lot of different emotions.
Trepidation, right? Like, there are so many choices, and they're all good things about each choice. And there are a lot of options. But some of those options come with sacrifices, you know, or wholesale changes.
Not long after the announcement, BP employees got an email laying out three possible paths. They can leave with a severance package. They can try for a job with Hillcorp, the company that's purchasing BP's Alaska business. Or they can apply for jobs with BP outside Alaska. But employees have to wait until late December to find out if they'll get a job with either company. Barker has looked at BP jobs in Houston, but as someone who grew up in Alaska, she says it's hard to imagine living in Texas.
Bugs, spiders, traffic, like real traffic, not just Glen Highway traffic, but like real traffic, hurricanes.
Barker is thinking about a lot more than just the spiders, traffic, and hurricanes, though. She has a family here, two young kids and a husband with a good job at the Alaska Railroad. And Barker wants Alaskans to understand that this transition is bigger than just BP and the oil industry.
This is a change in ways we can't even begin to appreciate that will take years to really fully understand. There's a whole lot of people that have a lot of things to decide in the next few months, but there's a lot of change that's going to occur for a lot more people than just BP employees.
Barker emphasizes that she doesn't think change is necessarily bad. She's impressed with what Hillcorp has done with the oil fields it operates. It's more that things are uncertain now for a lot of people, from the caterers who feed Prudhoe Bay workers to the people at the daycare who look after her children. Another person living with that uncertainty is Joe Miller. He was just months into a new job he was excited to get at BP when the announcement landed.
Liam, did you want tea?
Yeah.
Miller's son Liam is 8, and his daughter Hadley is 5. They're hanging out in the living room with their after-school snack as we talk, in their tidy blue house in downtown Anchorage. Miller says Hadley and Liam are his top priority as he tries to figure out what's next.
Alaska's home for me and our family. We have both sides of the family here. We're very fortunate. And so I'd say we're looking for Alaska opportunities.
Miller says for him, BP's news was an emotional roller coaster. The day it came out happened to be Hadley's first day of kindergarten. He says when he went to pick her and Liam up from school, they already knew what had happened.
The kids were in the back, and she had heard about the announcement and said how concerned she was and that, Dad, everything's going to be okay. You know, and I just wanted to start crying. And it was a good reminder that Everything with the Millers is good. We have a solid family. We are going to be okay.
But for the next couple of months at least, Miller and hundreds of other BP employees in Alaska won't know exactly what lies ahead. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.